91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Callie Doran. Ontario is expanding the number of vaccines available at pharmacies to include protection against any additional 13 preventable diseases. Common travel vaccines for hepatitis A and B, typhoid, rabies, HPV, and shingles will be available at pharmacies for anyone over the age of 5 starting December 15th. Pharmacists will also continue to deliver flu shots free of charge. With winter weather fast approaching, being prepared for the worst is important. Rebecca Bartlett has more.
Second-year child and youth care student Kaylee Saint says she knows how important winter safety kits are, but she doesn't have one in her car quite yet.
Every time I open the trunk, I'm like, oh, I should probably put something in here. Like, my parents have told me about it, but that was like before I even had a car, so it kind of like escaped my mind. But I give myself like a slap on the wrist every time I open the trunk. I'm like, gosh, I don't have anything.
John Lake is the senior fire prevention officer for Belleville, and he says that having a winter safety kit in your car is very important.
I guess the big thing with the blankets and maybe an extra coat, some boots or whatever, is if your car breaks down and you're stuck out in the cold, then, you know, it could be a lifesaver.
He says that getting your car ready for the conditions is also a necessity.
Snow tires and make sure your car is prepared for the winter. Make sure your battery's good and all that stuff. Nowadays, cell phones are huge, right? So if you've got one, make sure you've got it with you and it's charged. That could also be a lifesaver.
Traditional winter safety kits include a blanket, candles, matches, and a fully charged phone. Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News.
QNET News reporter Madeline Villa talks to Loyalist students and faculty about the upcoming winter break.
The Christmas break is always a welcome time of year for students. It's the end of the fall semester and they are able to relax after the stressful last weeks of school. However, too much of a good thing can be counterproductive. Sometimes the three-week break can be too long. Cameron Dulish is a second-year architecture student at Loyalist College and had this to say about it.
Personally for me, 3 weeks is too much because it's the holidays and you kind of lose track of your school and stuff, so to get back into it after 3 weeks is kind of tough.
Though the break is meant for students, faculty also get to enjoy the time off. Scott Whalen, photojournalism professor, finds that 3 weeks off is important for students and faculty alike.
I think people have earned a break and fall can be a busy semester, so I think 3 weeks is a pretty good break to have, depending on the kind of semester people have had. There's a big shift in what programs do in the winter versus fall, so I think a longer break makes sense.
Loyalist students have December 16th to January 9th off, giving them 3 weeks to de-stress and get ready for the winter semester. Madeline Villa, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, the draw is underway of the Canadian Cup for curling in Brandon, Manitoba. The winners this week will earn berths in the Olympic trials next year in Ottawa. Reigning Olympic champions Brad Jacobs and Jennifer Jones are both in the field. The Edmonton Oilers look to end a three-game losing streak when they visit the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Edmonton is coming off a 4-2 home loss to Toronto on Tuesday. The Jets have won two straight after ending a five-game losing streak. A great run of success continues for the minor midget AAA Quinte Red Devils this season. The Red Devils lead their division with a 17-4-3 record and 30 points. Former Belleville Bull and Toronto Maple Leafs draft pick Steve Bancroft is the head coach. Forward Emmett Pierce says he will gain a wealth of hockey knowledge from playing under Bancroft.
We just learned that you can't take a day off, and he pushes us really hard, and I guess that's just what you got to have if you want to get anywhere with hockey. So I guess he just teaches that you got to work hard, and he also is a pretty smart guy, and he teaches us a lot of certain things that will help our game and help our teammates.
Pierce's teammate, defenseman Cameron Suprica, echoes those statements.
He's been through it all, so he knows what it takes to get to the next level, and he's played hockey for so long, he knows all these tips and tricks, and he's been great to have as a coach.
The Red Devils are next on the ice in Aurora, Ontario, for the Midget Hockey Showcase this weekend. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today it's mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. A temperature steady near 6 degrees. Tonight it will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of plus 5. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of plus 5. At 3:05, it's 6 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Doran. News on 91X, next at 4:00.